thought we stuck to the game plan. I thought over the course of the 60 minutes we're the better team, but they're very, very dangerous. They've got outstanding goaltending. Anytime you've got the league's leading scorer, you know that you've got your work cut out for you. I thought the guys continued to work, and you know you get timely goals, and you have your big players score big moments, and that was what happened tonight.
With the quality of goaltending that Dundee have, is it just a matter of time? Was it patience tonight? Was that the key?
Well, you know what? I thought that might have been the case when we played there in Dundee. You know, you don't want to get into a situation where you're waiting, and then the clock runs out. So tonight for us, I thought the difference really tonight was Frank played outstanding, made some really big saves. They didn't have a lot of shots, but they had some quality shots. He made some big saves. Our team defense was good in all three zones, and we were disciplined tonight, and I thought that was something that we needed to improve, and we did.
And a tight game, you're starting to get that fluidity and that tightness at the back. Obviously, you've got some guys returning. Do you feel like you're turning a corner now?
Well, maybe we've got the blinker on for the corner, but we haven't turned it yet. We've got a long way to go, but you know what? I'm pleased with the team. I'm pleased with the character that we've shown the last couple wins. I'm also pleased with the character that we've shown to win in Cardiff and to come back against Cardiff at home. So now, as we start to get bodies back in the lineup, we get to be a little bit better, a little bit deeper. But the big thing for me is that, you know, we're starting to correct the mistakes that we made earlier in the year, and that's hopefully a good thing, for a good sign of things to come.
You mentioned the fact that you've got bodies back. Chad Longley has obviously come back at the weekend, and it's his second game back tonight. What difference does he make when he's on the ice?
Well, he's just a creative player. He's something that we don't have in any one of our other defensemen. We've got big, strong defensemen, but Chad's a guy who can unlock a house. And you know, for us, not have him for as long as we did, it hurt us. Now that we've got him back, he's definitely an asset for us that we need to continue to use.
And great going forward as well.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's what he does. He's not going to knock anybody over, but he's going to be a consistently smart player with the puck and without the puck, especially offensively.
Dustin Kane was 50-50 before tonight, obviously didn't make the game. Will we see him back at Belfast over the weekend?
Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously we were hopeful to maybe have him tonight. We'll be hopeful to maybe have him this weekend, but we had a full import quota tonight, and I would expect us to have that on Saturday.
Any fresh injury concerns? Robert Dowd came through okay, did he?
Yep, Robert Dowd's fine. You know, we haven't met with the trainers or doctors yet, but I would expect that most of the guys came through okay.
Okay, and then obviously big game this weekend against Belfast, returning to your former club. How are you looking at that one? You nervous, excited? What are the emotions?
Well, I'm looking forward to going back, but you know, it's really not about me, and it's about our team, and it's about us going there and trying to beat a team that's ahead of us in the standings, and hopefully the team can have a good 60-minute performance there, and if we can do that, you know, a lot of good things can happen on Sunday, and that would make for a really great week. But tomorrow we're going to get back to work. We're going to get the guys focused on Belfast, and hopefully we'll be well prepared by the time we get there.
When you have a midweek game like this, how do preparations change with having two games at the weekend, obviously three games in a week?
Same way you would study for a test when it's in the morning. Sometimes you got to cram, and that's exactly what we got to do. We got to squeeze a large amount of information into a short amount of time, but you rely on the fact that you've laid the groundwork for that information in weeks past and that you're making more adjustments and completely new changes, and that's really what we're going to be focusing on.
Just finally, Jonathan Phillips seemed to play a few less minutes tonight. Was there any particular reason for that?
No, I don't think he played less minutes. I thought he missed one or two shifts in the second period, but that was really it. One of the things that John does really well is kills penalties. And when we don't kill as many penalties, he's not going to play as much. So that has nothing to do with him or how he played. It's just the nature of tonight's game.